The UN refugee chief traveled to the southern port city of Kismayo, where he visited a new settlement built for refugees who have come back home to Somalia. It has a new hospital, a marketplace, a school, and homes for 300 families. Mr. Grandi met with some of the young people studying there, many of whom have returned from refugee camps in Kenya.
These boys and girls around me are people that have grown up in a refugee camp. And as I told them a few minutes ago, they're not refugees anymore. What better result for UNHCR to see young people go from being refugee to being people back in their country, contributing to their country?
In Kismayo, Mr. Grandi met a young man called Farah Hassan Abdi. A year ago, he was living in a camp in Djibouti. Now Hassan and his entire family of 10 will be among the first to move into one of the new houses. Mr. Grandi asked the 24-year-old about his plans for the future.
Why did you decide to come back?
This is my motherland. I would love to live in here for my future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And what will you do?
I would like to be a professor or doctor, especially who operation the people. Or I would like to
not like this. I wish you all the best.
Despite these hopes, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says Somalia still faces numerous challenges. Besides ongoing insecurity, the country is battling drought and a lack of basic services such as access to water, healthcare, and education. Mr. Grandi, who heads the UN agency, called for greater international support for the country.
I think a lot of progress has occurred, including what we see around here today, but much more is needed to make return sustainable and, more importantly, to make the country viable for its own people.
That was UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi speaking during his visit this week to Somalia. Deanne Penn, United Nations.